Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Welcome to the show. Maggie is out with laryngitis. She's a late game scratch, but we have a special co-host from Sports Illustrated, my old friend, Jimmy Traina. Jimmy, I mean, schedule release day. How perfect is this? You know how much I like to overreact to these kind of things.
I would have liked to have been here maybe on Tuesday when Brady went to Fox, but schedule release day is a good day to be here, and I thank you for asking me to do this.
Well, we did have you on the show that day. We're going to get into that soon, but how can you contain yourself when we have a sort of patchwork NFL schedule?
I'm so confused right now about what has been announced and what hasn't.
Well, I'll tell you where not to go. At NFL Game Leaks, the Twitter handle NFL Schedule Leaks, some kid in his basement has been making up games all week, and the entire NFL media world has been sort of retweeting them. So don't go there. By the way, I didn't know you could
just
do that.
Well, you should go there just to see what he did.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. It just goes to show you, if there's no blue check mark, be careful. But we have been able to put together some games. And I'm just going to tell you from like legit reporting what we think we know for week one. By the way, you can watch the whole thing tonight on NFL Network and on Paramount Plus this year at 8 p.m. Eastern. But a couple things that have been reported that we can dive into. Week one, Browns versus Panthers. Now, that's interesting because who the heck is going to be the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns?
Well, you're right. The suspension you think will be coming at some point for Deshaun Watson. Yeah. That game's a pig, though. That's a rough one.
All right, that's
a rough one.
Okay, Falcons at Saints. Now, that one, that's tough. Bills, Rams. Now, Sam Farmer, the LA Times, sort of put together a jigsaw puzzle of the Rams' schedule. He thinks that's going to be the opening night kickoff game.
Yeah, that will be the Thursday night NBC. It's a little confusing maybe for people who aren't in the weeds on this. So Amazon Prime will have exclusive Thursday Night Football this year, but that begins in week two.
Right.
NBC still gets their main game in the kickoff game in week one, and it's Bills-Rams.
Yeah, Bill. It should be. That's not official yet. That's just reported, just so we're clear.
Yeah, I think that's official.
Okay, Bills-Rams. I mean, that's sick.
It's a good game.
That's
good
a good game.
Yep.
Lions-Eagles, Bears-49ers, Jets-Ravens, and Chiefs at Texans. It's interesting because I didn't know for the Chiefs, it's the first time in a long time that a team has opened with a bye. So that's really good. Actually, I stole that joke off of Twitter.
I was going to say.
But boom, boom. Okay. For me, I'm going to tell you why I think tonight could be interesting. I think this is what the producers are going to be talking about tonight. There are certain teams that you really should watch their schedule. You could say, you know what? It's just 17 opponents. It doesn't matter. For the 49ers, this is huge. Because Jimmy G is just stuck there. They're not getting rid of him. Then Chris Sims, good friend of Kyle Shanahan, reports that they like Jimmy G, they might keep him, and that they're not sold on Trey Lance. So if the Niners start off with like a brutal schedule and go 1-3, is there any doubt that Trey Lance would get the hook for Jimmy G?
Does Jimmy G get no credit for winning in Lambeau Field and beating out?
Their only touchdown was a block punt.
Okay, but they won the game. He was the quarterback. He beat Aaron Rodgers didn't do anything in that game. So, like, can we give Jimmy G a little credit? I think, listen, it's a weird thing with Jimmy G because he's been around now a while and the jury's still out. Usually at this time you think, okay, he's either bad or he's good. I still don't know if he's bad or good, but I do think he gets unfairly bashed for sure.
Okay. Well, I think the Niners are in a weird spot. They gave up so much to move up to number three to draft Trey Lance.
Right.
They have to play him. But if Jimmy G's there and knowing Kyle Shanahan, how much rope is he really going to give Trey Lance?
To me, why haven't they traded him yet, Jimmy G?
He's hurt, and I guess no one wanted him. I thought the Panthers would make a huge play on him, but I guess they didn't. He's a little expensive. So that's one. We know that they are going to Chicago in week one. That's been reported. So that's a winnable game. But overall, the Niners have a tough schedule. They have the fifth hardest schedule if you buy into strength of schedule. So I think that's fascinating. I think Tua in Miami is very fascinating. They have all these weapons around them. I'd love to see the Dolphins' first five opponents. If he starts out, even 2-3 or 1-4, it's Teddy Bridgewater time in Miami.
Yeah, and what's the point of that, really? I mean, is Teddy Bridgewater going to take you to the promised land? If you have young quarterbacks like Trey Lance, like Tua, you have to either stick with them or cut bait. Like, what's the point in playing Teddy Bridgewater?
There's just so much pressure on every. It's not like the old times. You can't develop a winner. Like, Kyle Shanahan has to win every year.
See, if I'm the Dolphins, I go with Teddy Bridgewater week one. Teddy Bridgewater is a better quarterback than Tua. So I don't get starting Tua and then going to Bridgewater after year 1-4. Then your season.
Even though, the front office drafted Tua at number five overall, they're going to try and make that work. They brought in Tyreek Hill. They have Jalen Waddle. I mean, they are loaded.
They maybe shouldn't have drafted a quarterback who can't throw.
Oh, boy. We're going to get into the viral Tua video a little later. And here's the last team that I really want to see their schedule. I think everybody does because they're the most popular team in the NFL. The Dallas Cowboys. If they start off slow, Jimmy, I think the number one storyline every week, every Monday on ESPN, Stephen A., across the entire network, is Mike McCarthy in trouble. People are dying to fire Mike McCarthy in Dallas.
Yeah, that's true. And Jerry would be, in the NFL now, it's become this thing like, oh, you don't fire a coach in season. Jerry Jones obviously won't play by those rules. If they get off to a slow start, I could definitely see them.
Yeah.
Making the change.
Now, and also, even if they don't make the change, Jerry's pretty loyal. There's definitely going to be tons of speculation. They have Dan Quinn, who basically Jerry Jones said could be a head coach, and they have Kellen Moore there, and they have Sean Payton floating around. So that's a big deal to me. Why don't you give us a call, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Let us know what you want to know about the schedule release tonight.
Cowboys, it's come out, it's leaked that they're playing the Giants on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I was going to ask, when you look at the schedule release and you kind of cover it as a media reporter, what are the big games that jump out to you?
Well, the first thing I want to know is Thanksgiving. That's the first thing I want to know. Give me, what are the three games on Thanksgiving? And we know Giants-Cowboys is going to be in that 4 o'clock slot, 4:25, I guess. This year, the schedule is really funky because Christmas Day is a Sunday.
Yeah.
So the NFL's going to have a triple header on Christmas Day. so I want to know those games for sure.
They're not going to have the rest of the slate, even though
it's on
Sunday?
Saturday.
Okay.
So Saturday. They'll have a slate on Saturday, three games on Sunday, which is Christmas Day. We know one of those games, CBS released it earlier this week, Broncos and.
Oh, it's a good one. Broncos Rams.
Rams, and it's on Nickelodeon.
The slime game.
Yeah, yeah.
So I love it.
That's in the 4 o'clock spot on Christmas. And then after that, then I just look for the, prime time. What kind of schedule did Monday night get? What kind of schedule is NBC getting? And obviously Amazon Prime, first year in the business of exclusive Thursday night football. They released their first game in week two, which is Chargers Chiefs.
Ooh.
We know that one.
Yeah.
Interesting twist for ESPN and Monday Night Football. They're going to do a double header in week two.
Yeah.
Not week one. Traditionally, they've done it in week one. In week one, they're going to simulcast the one game on ABC and ESPN. Week two, ESPN will have a double header. 7:15, Titans Bills, I believe.
Right.
And then 8:30, your Eagles against the Vikings.
Right. So it's not really a double header. It's a staggered. So you're going to be able to watch both games at once.
And they're doing one of those this year. And then starting next year, they do three of those.
So you need two TVs, basically.
Any sports fan needs two TVs.
Do you have just two, though? You're a media reporter.
I have three.
You have three, then they're all right in front of each other.
Yeah.
So do you have volume for one up at a time?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's a big decision. So what do you watch tonight? NBA playoffs, schedule release?
No, tonight.
Baseball?
No, NBA playoffs and if the Yankees are playing tonight, the Yankees schedule release, it'll all be out by 8 o'clock, so I don't have to watch it.
No, well, we're not going to say that.
Well, maybe
here.
On Paramount Plus I'll watch.
Yeah, maybe on Paramount Plus. You know, I have a certain team of destiny plays tonight. The 76ers avenge the Game 5 loss of Miami Heat. I'm pretty certain they're going to win.
What's going to happen tonight?
Well, the Sixers are going to win, so I'm really like gearing up for Game 7. I can watch a lot of schedule release and sort of just assume that Joel Embiid is going to bounce back and lead the Sixers. So I'm fine. I have no issues tonight. You look skeptical.
I Joel Embiid, how can you be so sure he's just going to come out and dominate? He was like missing in action for three quarters the other day.
It's called home and away, Jimmy. I know. Okay. Listen, every time I try and give you gambling advice, you shun me. But generally, the Sixers are not good away from home, and they can play at home.
Let's be clear. You don't come to me and say, like, I have gambling advice or I have a pick.
Yeah.
You start the sentence off every time with,
yeah,
I have a system.
I have a system.
That's when I tune out.
Yeah. I mean, my system has, interestingly enough, landed me at 50-50 many years.
50-50 is not bad.
It's not bad. It could be a lot worse. Maggie and I went to Vegas for the NFL draft, by the way. So we played 3 hours of blackjack one night we had free. I put down $100, walked away with $100.
You made one bet and one bet only.
No, I made tons. I bet every hand for 3 hours, and I walked away. It was a zero-sum game. I just ended up, I got up by 500, went down by 500, ended up at zero. Maggie won 400.
And this is all on blackjack?
Blackjack.
Now, were you guys playing properly?
How so?
Like hitting, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, because if you don't play properly, the people at the table get very pissed off at you.
Very, very aware. Yeah. So I did a preemptive apology to the table. I'm like, clearly, look at me. I have no idea what I'm doing.
See, that's when I would get up and go to another. As soon as someone sits down and starts apologizing, I would get up and go to another table.
Oh, are you a good blackjack player?
No, I'm not. I mean, I've played. I'll play. I prefer to play craps.
Oh, well, look at you.
Yeah.
And you, of course, have been a sports gambler for a long time, maybe a long time before it was legal on your phone.
Before it was on the internet.
We've had many sports gambling discussions. I like the Sixers today, for real, because look at this NBA playoffs. It's been such a seesaw. It seems so obvious. And I also, last night, we're going to get into that Grizzlies-Warriors game. How does that happen? 52 points by the end of the third quarter, Jimmy?
It's unbelievable. I mean, you have a team there with Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Jordan Poole, and they were down by 50. And no Ja Morant. I mean, I'm leaving out the lead. No Ja Morant.
Yeah.
For the Grizzlies.
Grizzlies are pretty good without Ja Morant.
It's amazing how well they play without him.
All right. We're going to break down more NBA in a bit. Today is schedule release day. We want to hear your thoughts, what you're excited about for your team, and which teams you think are really worth watching tonight. I like this Niners thing. It's Trey Lance. I'm a Trey Lance apologist, by the way. I think he's great. I don't know what I'm basing this on. He just looks like an amazing quarterback. He looked pretty good when he played against the Texans last year. Incredibly mobile, huge arm. Playing for Kyle Shanahan, that spells success for me.
I don't want to make any declarations on Trey Lance. He hasn't been given a shot yet. But you have a history of liking terrible quarterbacks, so that doesn't bode well for Trey Lance.
I take exception to that. I remember the day that you had to apologize to me when Case Keenum led the Vikings to a 13-3 win, 13-3 regular season schedule. They lost in the NFC title game. So Andy Dalton has made four Pro Bowls, Jimmy. Four Pro Bowls.
Andy Dalton, that's who you're coming at me with?
Well, these just happen to be my friends. I'm also, you know, I'm
Where is he now? What team is he on now?
He's on the Saints.
The Saints. Andy Dalton is
interesting.
On the Saints.
Yeah, I mean, I also like Patrick Mahomes and Dak Prescott, but what good does that do? There's no merit in liking Patrick Mahomes. Who's your guy? Who's your favorite quarterback?
Tom Brady.
Okay. Tom Brady.
Tom, if you say to me who's the one NFL quarterback you want to watch, it's Brady and Mahomes. Those are the two guys I like to watch more than
anyone. That's funny. I don't enjoy watching Brady that much. He's kind of methodical. He's not a highlight
guy.
System
quarterback, right?
Yeah, system quarterback. Yeah. But why Tom Brady? First of all, you've seen that movie 1,000 times.
Right. Well, that's the thing. The guy's 80 years old and he's out there still dominating.
You wouldn't want to see Josh Allen or Justin Herbert before him?
No.
Really?
Because it's about his age and the switching of the teams and watching how he, you know, he doesn't have the skill level that Josh Allen has right now. But he gets his teams just as far as Josh Allen still.
Do you think this is a farewell tour this season?
I would have to think that he's looking to win a Super Bowl and retire. So if the Bucs win it this year, I do think then he'll hang it up and go to Fox. If the Bucs don't win it, I think he's going to play another year.
Yeah. With Tampa Bay or somewhere else? He's, you know, his contract
that's
will be
for
out.
Football insiders and not me. But yeah. I don't see. Here's the thing. You know, I don't know if you want to get into the whole thing of the rumors about him with Miami and all that. But you know, when he went to Tampa Bay, he made sure and he brought in his own guys and made sure they had guys around him that were good. He brought in Gronk. He brought in Antonio Brown. They already had Mike Evans. He's not. Now, that's why the Miami thing never made sense to me. Like, he's going to go there, and who did they? This was before Tyreek Hill. Like, is that where he's going to go? And new coach over there, too? I mean, I guess, should correct myself because he was going to be with Sean Payton, but.
Yeah, Mike McDaniel, that seems odd for him to join it. All right, we're going to get into that. I really want to hear from you about this $375 million. A, if it's true, and B, what does that mean? Because I got to tell you, if I'm playing football and I got $38 million waiting to not play football, I'm very curious. So we're going to discuss when and if Tom Brady will end up in the booth. That's next, right here on Maggie and Perloff.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.